allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce the members of our board. To my right, we have Dwight Mateer, Bob Metz. To my left, we have Bob Lenartz and Mike Williams. To my right, we have Anna Warren Zizi, our recording secretary. And to my left, we have John Whitman, our building inspector, and John Bailey, our deputy town attorney. Let it be known that in the absence of Chairwoman Lauren Kaser, alternate board member Mike Williams will be a voting member for tonight's meeting. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him or her to make it known under state law and the code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the March meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the meeting dated March 21st, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the minutes be dispensed with and the approval of same.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion is carried. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition, duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2023, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I did as well. As a point of information, the following procedures will be our guide for tonight's meeting. The petitioner will be asked to come forward and present his or her case without interruption. Board members will be allowed to question the petitioner. We will allow anyone from the floor the opportunity to speak for or against the request. We will verify if there are any outside communications related to the case. Board members will have an opportunity to discuss the request. A board member will motion for the granting or denial of the petitioner's request. After the petitioner's request has been decided, it is not necessary for the petitioner to remain in attendance for the duration of the meeting. Those individuals should contact the building inspector to complete the appropriate paperwork if necessary. Will the secretary read the first item of business on the agenda?
CBA file number 623, Town Hyundai, 3525 Southwestern Boulevard, zoned B2, SBL number 161.07-7-7.1, Harder Farm Lot 22, Township 9, Range 7. Request an area variance to replace the existing 10-foot high monument sign with a 12-foot high monument sign with a 93-square-foot area and an 18-square-foot text area. A freestanding sign with a solid supporting base not exceeding 30 square feet in area or 5 feet in height, where sign surface and base are the same dimension. The text of the sign shall not exceed 20 square feet. Section 144-5, monument sign terms defined. This case was tabled at the March 21st, 2023 ZBA meeting.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Mike Yost from Yost Neon Displays. We are the sign installers for Hyundai. We were here at the last March meeting, and the sign we proposed was 16 feet tall. The board recommended or asked if we could go back to Hyundai and see if they had a smaller version of the sign that we could ask for in the brand book. They do have one. We found it. It is 12 feet 3 inches. That's the smallest sign Hyundai makes. So we're now asking permission for this 12 feet tall sign instead of the 16 foot version. It would go in the very close to where the existing sign is now. We went out and measured. The existing sign right now is 16 feet 5 inches from the sidewalk. So the new sign would also be 16 feet 5 inches from the sidewalk. Might be over a couple feet, but that's it.
Okay, I'm going to open the open discussion. Dwight, do you have any questions?
What was the previous square footage you were asking for, and what's the square footage now?
The previous square footage, that's a good question. I have to excuse myself. I've been at 4 points in 2 days, so I'm a little tired right now. I don't know the answer to that one, but this is quite a bit smaller.
Could I see a copy of the picture of what you're proposing? Please.
The existing sign that's there now is 10 feet tall.
All right, I think I found it in the old minutes. It was 120 square feet in area and 21 square feet in text area.
Yeah,
21 square feet text area.
Now you've dropped to 93 square foot area. An 18-foot text area. Is this the same width as the 16-foot sign?
Well, the width of the 16-foot sign is 7 feet 9. And that one is right. He's holding, Robert's got it in his hand there. The top left dimension, or top right.
Yeah, it still says 7 foot 9. So it's the same width, it's just not as tall.
Yeah, shorter. All they do is take out these bottom sections.
Yeah, a little bit modern.
They make these things taller, they keep adding these things to it, and they stack them up.
Right. Like
that's all they can do.
Yeah. I have no other questions.
I like that it's a little bit shorter. Of course, I'm a little bit more of a proponent of having a hollowed area out in the middle, but the existing sign does not have a hollowed out area, so... at this point, I'm glad that it's shorter, so I don't have any other questions.
Previously it was 21 square foot, and now you're asking for 18?
Yes.
And so you wouldn't need the variance for the text area, is that right, John?
Yeah.
Because the 20 is limited.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
No.
At this time, we'll have some board discussion. Does anybody have
any? Seems like a good compromise.
I think this is an improvement coming down the feet.
Okay, with that said, is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
Yeah, 63E1, all public notices have been filed. benefit cannot be achieved in any other way, and the cost is not substantial, it's not going to have any adverse effect on the impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. The difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I move for approval.
Do I have a second?
I'll
second. On the question? Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I vote yes, so 5-0.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
ZBA file number 1023, old ZBA file number 2321, Brian and Joel Drusbick. 5420 Lake Avenue, Zoned R3, SBL number 152.13-2-1, part of Farm Lot 449, Township 10, Range 7. Requests an area variance to continue to house the goats on the property. Any parcel of land containing at least 5 acres, which is used for gain in the raising of agricultural products, livestock, poultry, or dairy products, section 144-5, farm terms defined. This is a review of a variance granted on 8/17/21.
Madam Chairman, before you start, why don't you ask the building inspector whether or not there have been any complaints earlier?
Oh, okay, I did ask earlier, but I can go ahead.
So
John, have you got any?
We have not received any.
Okay, great.
Yep. One quick thing I'd like to add is that these are pets. We're not farming, we're not breeding goats.
So if you just want to tell us a little bit about your project, because there's at least one new member, so it would be great to see.
Okay, we have a rather large garage, and my husband and my son built a pen inside the back of the garage. We put a door in and built a pen in the backyard so they can go in or out. They're locked up every night. As soon as it gets dark, they get locked up. They're out every day. The garage doors are open.
Sure.
Oh,
it's okay.
You're going to press the button in the middle there.
There are pets. We have leashes, we take them for walks, take them in the car, take them in the house. Last year, I know we were asked if we were going to let them in the house, and my husband said yes. I said no. He won. But I'm always going to ask him to bring them in the house. So we have a couple neighbors friends with us, and I have a couple letters from neighbors and some signed, and everybody loves their goats. We've met neighbors we never knew we had.
Actually, knocked on the door and said, "Do you have goats?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh my God, can I go and see them?" And she brought her kid, her kids over, and her kids' softball team, and everything else. It's been great, honestly.
Sure. Can we keep them?
Do
you have copies?
We have no problems with cleaning them. We clean them every Sunday. My daughters are here. They don't enjoy it, but they do it. Every Sunday, they get cleaned. And it's very bad.
Did you want to tell us a little bit about the reason that you... I'm only thinking of you because you weren't here in 2021, were you?
No.
Okay. A little bit about what brought this to be.
We have a daughter on the spectrum and one with mental health issues. And we went to Rowandale Goats. All my Alice Parsons was here. We did a field trip to the homeschool with kids, and we just went one day. And she has her therapy car, therapy goats, and they just make me happy. And they help. They get all the bad stuff off your mind, and they just help.
Great.
They're actually very affectionate.
Yeah.
We spent time on
great. Okay, I will open it up. Dwight, any questions?
How many pounds do the goats weigh? How big are they?
One's a little bit bigger, probably closer to 90, and the other one is much smaller, maybe 50. So they're both, the bigger one's maybe the size of a German Shepherd, and the smaller one's like a medium-sized dog.
And are they fully grown?
Yeah.
Okay. I have another question.
The bigger one's coming down now,
and
it's more Russian.
The main question was how many you have that it stumbles to.
Any thoughts to expanding on it?
Well, we're approved for two, so.
If you let us have four or more.
That's why we only got males too, because you can't predict how many babies a female would have. We didn't want to.
Yeah.
We didn't want things to get out of hand.
They're not noisy. And he works from home. I stay at home. There's any reason why they get noisy, it's usually because the women leave the door shut. They don't like to be separated from each other. But they're nowhere near the noisy dog. Or the cars don't run away.
Do you have any trouble with box or anything like that bothering them during the day?
That's why I make sure they get out of the day.
Absolutely.
She doesn't get scared.
We were a little bit worried about maybe mice or rats or anything like that, but I've seen not even a single sign of them, and I always have traps in our garage and even outside by the garbage cans, and I haven't seen a sign of a rodent. And I'm guessing maybe if they did get in the garage or anything, the goats are super light sleepers, so any movement might just scare everything away.
We have a baby monitor, so we watch them from the house.
We also have a monitor, so we can hear them all night.
And Alice is here.
I don't have any other questions because I know Bob just asked mine, so I'll take it over to Bob.
Mine was already asked too, so good.
All right, I'm going to ask, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of variance? Go ahead. Name and address, please.
Alice Clarkson and 7942 East Hollow. I'm the owner of the farm that the goats came from, and I would just like to say the difference in this family from the day that they came to now is remarkable. And I have seen and witnessed peace that you can't even explain other than the love of a therapy goat. They're really beautiful, remarkable animals. And I would extend an invitation to all of you to come and meet them. You might end up with goats yourself.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Your name and address, please.
My name is Lauren Sawyer. I'm 5408 Lake Avenue. I'm right next door. I share an open area, and you're welcome. I've never, ever had any issues with any noise. My veterinarian was literally right there, and we've always just had a great time feeding them, interacting with them, and I'm the benefit to being neighbors.
Great. Anyone else on behalf of the granting of the variance? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
No.
With that, board discussion? Okay, any
thoughts? It seems to be working on mine.
Agreed.
I have an additional question for the petitioner. How long would you like to have goats?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't really thought about that. But yeah. I mean, 20 years from now, I would hope to be living on a farm somewhere, but things don't always work as you plan. So for now, this is kind of, you know, where we're at, just with a couple less pets.
I have pictures on my phone. I forgot to bring them. I don't want to see
them.
Thank you.
I have a question for Inspector. This was up in front of us a year and a half ago. Would there be a reason that we would want to bring them back for any reason, or would we leave it up to the inspector's office in case there's any issues going forward?
My advice to you is to just confirm the granting of the use of the variance at this point. That there have been no complaints in the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you.
So I have a question for. I'm not even sure who would address it, but if, for whatever reason, now I've heard that there's been no complaints or no issues. If there were, would it be like a meeting setting, or would you guys just notify us?
I think the response would be handled by the animal control officer, just like a dog or a cat. So, if they approve the use variance tonight, you're done here.
That was going to be my question, is if there were ever a complaint, I would hope that you guys would like want us to schedule for a meeting and then somebody would reach out to us immediately so we could address
My impression of you as pet owners is you would take care of it.
Right,
to make sure there's no complaints.
Well, yeah.
That's my reason.
You're right, thank you.
Okay, is there a board member prepared to make the motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
One question.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. It's been written on this was an area there.
Yeah.
And you just said use there. And it's different criteria.
I understand. If it came as an area of variance, go with that.
Okay. Do you want me to see what it was last time?
Is it there?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was used for it.
Nope, there's nothing in here. We just, you know what, let me check this file. It might have reference to the last meeting. It didn't say, it just said request a variance.
On the agenda, it says there. Yeah,
and I don't know the minutes. It's not reading the letter. Oh, sure. Is that in the minutes?
Yep, grant the area of
variance. Area variance.
Just go with it.
Okay. Thank you. Is that right to the agenda? So, is there a board member prepared to make a motion on this item?
I'll give this a try.
Oh, right.
I'd like to grant the approval of variance for 5420 Lake Avenue per section 144-63E1. All public notices have been filed. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. And there will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions neighborhood or the district. Although the difficulty is self-created, it does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Other question? Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it.
And please don't let my wife tell you.
CBA file number 923, Joseph Hayden, 7022 Gartman Road, Zone Day 1, SBL number 198.00-1-30.112, previously part of SBL number 198.00-1-30.1, part of Farm Lot 2, Township 9, Range 7. Requests an area variance to construct a 10-foot by 14-foot shed 20 feet from the side lot line. Minimum side yard setback in an A1 zone is 30 feet. Section 144, Attachment 15, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
Hi, this is my spouse, Sean Hayden.
Hi, did you both sign in?
I'll sort it, don't worry.
Okay. I'll keep them together.
Before I get started, the agenda shows the lot. Of course, it's much different than what it looks like. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but that area was broken into three parcels, and we're the middle parcel. And there's one corner lot, and Gartman. And so, if anyone has any questions about the orientation, requesting the variance because our lot's constrained by a creek that crosses across the back, and then there's quite a slope from it, so in the backyard, there's really not a spot where I can put a shed reasonably. And we feel the location that we've chosen, that we would like to place a shed, is actually the most screened and the best impact on the neighbors as far as their viewing of the shed. And, it's a flat area, but it's a lower level. And if I move the shed towards my house, which would move it away from the 30-foot limit, it goes up, there's a swale right there, and it starts raising the angle, so it makes it difficult to make the platform for it. Our neighbors at 1682 Garden Road share our west boundary, and they have views of the ravine and the creek in our backyard, and that's when we place the shed there, you know, it would kind of impact their view. That's also a sight line if you're driving or walking Garden Road, and our neighbors across the street have that view, and so a shed there would not be the best. I wouldn't like to look at it. The area that we have is kind of tucked in. There's some trees, and it's sheltered, and the home that's just recently built on Scherf Road, which would be on the east side, kind of had the closest view of the shed. Their house is set back to the north from our house. So their rear windows and porch all look across our back north of the creek through the ravine, which wouldn't be a view of where the shed is. When we put, so where it is kind of the best location I believe for that. I submitted some pictures and that I don't know if everyone has anyone has any questions.
The one that's in the packet
here? Yes.
The one that's on the while they're looking at it, is that all? I'll go to the board and they can ask us some questions.
Yeah.
Mike, if you want, we'll start with you. If you have some questions.
10-14
Yes, we're actually going to have the same side as the house is built. It'll be the side of the shed.
But it would be good to store in the shed.
I have a lawnmower, garden tractor, snow blower, garden tools.
So obviously you're not going to operate any business or anything.
No.
All right, thank you.
I have no questions. Just looking at the survey, can you just re-describe again why you wouldn't want to move it closer to your house?
In the document that we have, this diagram that kind of describes the slope from the house where the swale is.
Right.
And I don't know if it's clear in this image where the creek is, but it crosses here and follows the tree and slopes down. So there's a slope away from the house, and then there's a slope towards the creek that I've been dealing with. But there's a swale right at that. Would be the west boundary of the shed, so that if I move it forward to the house, then I'm going up just as slow.
I understand.
So that
you want it there because it's a more level piece of ground. Understood.
And more shelter for the neighbors.
Right. Thank you. I have no other questions.
Okay. I don't have any questions on everything that has been asked and exemption might ask. So, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of the variance?
We did, and they were distributed to you.
Okay, great. We've had board discussion.
Seems pretty straightforward.
I have no problem with it.
Okay. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I make a motion to grant the variance allowing the 10 by 14 foot shed to be 20 feet from the side lot line. Let's get my notes here. And there will be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in some other way other than through granting of the variance. The variance's request is not substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, it does not preclude granting of the variance.
Can I have a second?
My name is
Okay. On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And I vote yes, 5-0. So good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
ZBA file number 1123, Dan and Michelle Bardwell, 6042 Emerson Drive, zoned R3, SBL number 161.20-6-50, sublot 55, map cover 2363. Request an area variance to construct an 8-foot by 10-foot shed, 4 feet from the side lot line and 5.7 feet from the rear lot line. Minimum side and rear setbacks in an R3 zone is 10 feet each. Section 144, attachment 14.1, schedule of height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations. The applicant has a legal non-conforming lot, which allows an 8-foot minimum side setback as per code section 144-20A2.
My house is white, the shed is gray, and I don't have a complimenting door. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Does the secretary have any communication to this board for or against the granting?
No.
Board discussion. Does anyone have any comments or questions?
Just get a copy.
Sure. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion for approval. Per section 143-63E1, all public notices have been filed. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
And I vote yes, 5-0. So good luck.
Thank you.
I agree, my dad so much storage that.
Anytime.
All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So
moved.
Second, I'll fix it.
Okay.
Do we have to vote on the adjournment?
No.
Oh, good. Does anyone have anything to sign?
We're all in favor.